This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, don't look now, but the Pistons have a game tonight. NBA Cup. If they beat Milwaukee, they advance to the knockout stage. Big game tonight for the Pistons. A chance to check in with their head coach, JB Bickerstaff. First time for us on this show. Coach, welcome.
Hey, I'm happy to be here. Appreciate you guys having me.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for coming on. But let me ask you this. What type of juice does it give you, and how important it is for this team in your first year to be actually playing for something? Does it mean something that you're playing for this NBA Cup?
Yeah, no, I think the league has done a great job of creating buzz around it. But what you realize is, like, if you give NBA players an opportunity to compete for anything, you know, as competitive as they are, they're going to raise the stakes. And I think that's what we've seen with the Cup. Our guys are in it all the way. You know, yesterday's practice, guys were getting after it. And, you know, the conversation is, we want to get it done. And, you know, for us, being able to play meaningful basketball for our young guys in particular just helps us grow and helps the journey that we're on right now. So we're excited about it. The guys are going to lay it on the line. We're going to compete and have some fun.
Yeah, I think on the outside, people were trying to figure out, okay, how does this work? What's it going on? I think even last year in the league, there was an adjustment period. But it does create interest pre-Christmas Day. You know, that's typically when a lot of people start to get into the NBA. But you've got something going right away out of the gate. And has that helped you get buy-in just in general from this team?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, these guys have been great all in all. You know, obviously, like, wanting to improve, but the way that they've bought into each other and competing for one another, like, that's been the most important and fun part about it, honestly. It's like, guys really care about what's going on, and they want to improve, they want to be better. But this Cup, you know, to have the, you know, success in the Cup early to put us in this position, like, it's added juice to the guys and their belief that we can do this.
When you talk about that belief, obviously you've got to win games to be able to start to have that belief in this very young season. Is there a win that you can point to say, this is my one my favorite win so far here in Detroit? There's nine of them you could pick from. Or is there a moment where you could really point to say, this team, not that they didn't understand it before, but they're finally, what we're seeing at practice, what we're talking about is starting to show on the field. When did that moment happen for you?
You know, that's tough because there's so many small things that happen when you start to recognize and see that guys are getting it. I think the Lakers game here at home was one of those games where, you know, we were really good from start to finish. And I think we played a complete game, you know, to help us get that win. You know, they made a run in the third quarter, and instead of, like, you know, falling apart as some young teams do, our guys kind of got it together and went out and increased the lead in the fourth quarter, enabled for us to win it. But, you know, from training camp all the way through, like, I've seen these guys individually get better and seen them get better as a group as well.
John mentioned nine wins. Not your fault, but it took a lot longer last year for this team to get to nine wins. It took until February 27th. So there's already been measurable growth for this team. And I think defensively, maybe is the area people have seen the biggest jump. What's been the key to getting that area of this team so much better so quickly?
I mean, it's you know, defense is a lot about what you can control. And so getting guys to actually buy in to that end of the floor is the most important, right? Because you can put the effort into it. You know, you can take the challenges, the one-on-one challenges and those things. You know, that's on you. And then, you know, we mix in some schemes and things like that. But it's based on guys being selfless, and it's always a five-man thing. We never leave a guy out on an island. And I think when you do that, it helps to build chemistry. And that's what we're seeing from our guys right now.
When you mention, you know, hey, you put something on the line, you make it competitive, and these guys are all bought in. And as fans, like that, we just want to see you guys play for something. And the NBA Cup early on in the season has given us that. How much of a conversation with the young team? Because you look at the conference right now, I know there's so much time to still play. There's so many more games. But with the young team, how much do you talk about, hey, if the season were to end now, we're in the play-in tournament? As just in regards to how important every single night is?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of our approach is we take it day by day. And, you know, I hate to coach speak to you guys, but it's just so true. Like, you know, we play so many games and have so many practices that, you know, your focus and your approach has to be consistent. It can't be, you know, some days we're this, some days we're that. And so our focus is like every single day, every moment is an important moment for us. So you don't lose those, right? You don't lose games because you're forward thinking or thinking about the past. Like our focus is always on what's happening right now. And then, you know, the big picture will take place once we get a little deeper into the season.
Okay, so one day at a time, what do you want to see from your team tonight? What is it that the goal, obviously the goal, the objective is to win, but what do you need to see from your team to give you that chance?
I want to see our guys just lay it all on the line. You know, I want them to compete and play as hard as they possibly can. We want them to do it together. You know, our team is, you know, a sum of its parts. We're not a one-man gang by any means. So the more we play together, the more we sacrifice for one another. But like for us, the joy is in the complete just competition, right? Like the loose balls, the gritty things, all the dirty work that, you know, people are uncomfortable doing. You know, our goal is to try to bring teams to the mud. Like we feel comfortable in the mud. How many other teams can do that? And that's what we're looking for our guys to do tonight. And, you know, that's what they've done on most nights that we've played and given ourselves a chance to win down the stretch.
Talking to Pistons head coach J.B. Bickerstaff and Cade Cunningham. You got to see his game from afar coaching against him. Now you've coached him this season. We talk about him. Is he a number one? Is he a number two on a title team? What have you seen from him? How much more does he still even have that hasn't been tapped into yet?
Cade is he's an absolute stud. You know, he's got the talent, obviously, on the floor. But, like, when I watch him, there's so many small things that he does that shows, you know, he is a true leader, and that people want to play with him and play for him. You know, whether it's finding the open guy, you know, multiple times, showing that he believes in them, giving them trust, the conversations that he has, you know, not only the easy ones, but the hard conversations, and the willingness to stand up for, you know, what we're building here and what he believes is the right thing. You know, and then we've seen him take challenges on both ends of the floor. So, you know, he's still got room to grow, obviously, like all these young guys do. But he's definitely one of the guys, you know, that can be the guy on a really good contending basketball team. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I don't want to get you in trouble, but I want to follow up with you. How do we get him some more foul calls without you getting a fine from the officials and from the league office? How do we get him to the free throw line more often?
That's the tough part, right? I try my best publicly to be careful about what I say, but during the games, we're working the referees as best we possibly can. But, you know, it'll come with time. The more wins we get, the more recognition this team gets, you know, the more respect we earn throughout the league, you'll start to get those calls.
The question coming out of the last couple of years was, can Cade Cunningham and Jaden Ivey be on the floor at the same time? Can they be a part of a team that's going to compete in the future for championships? You've seemed to find a way. How do these two players complement each other while they're on the field or on the court?
I mean, it's pretty interesting to watch it, like stylistically, how different their games are, but how well they match up, right? Like, Cade plays at a really controlled pace. J.I.'s strength is playing with his speed. So, like, the combination of the two kind of puts defenses off balance, because if one of them's playing in the pick and roll, the style is completely different than the other one. So, you know, the big guy or the guard who's in it defending them has to catch a different cadence and a different rhythm. So, but also, like, they want to play together, and they know how to find each other and put each other in positions of strength. So, you know, the combination has been good so far. Like everything, we're working to get better at it, but I think they've gotten off to a really good start.
I think about the game where he closed out against Toronto, no Cade Cunningham, and that's not a Jaden Ivey that we saw last year. I don't know what you guys have been able to do, but it's been fun to watch him get unlocked. Why do you think the gap or the leap has been so pronounced this season?
I mean, he's a talented guy for sure. He works his tail off. You know, I think there's a confidence and a belief, you know, in what he can do. And I think he feels supported by his teammates, you know, by the coaching staff, the front office. And that's given him, you know, the freedom to play at his best. And there's a fine line between these guys, you know, talent and ability. But belief in self is one of the things that separates people. And, you know, he's trusting all the work that he's put in. And then again, his teammates are there rallying around him and is showing on the court.
Last one for me. So much of sports, for the coaches I played with, the ones I liked, the ones that were successful, it was all about relationships. How have you been able to build relationships with all the guys on this roster?
It's something that, you know, us as a coaching staff really work at, to be honest with you. It's conversations, it's text messages, it's getting to know their families, it's getting to know what motivates them. You know, it's earning their trust, it's earning their respect, but it's something that we fight for on a daily basis. You know, it's important to us that we touch our guys every single day. You know, it's a good morning, it's a handshake, it's a conversation, it's a hug, but it's literally every single day something that we put the time in so that we can build those relationships. Because, you know, it, like, if you feel someone actually cares about you as a human being, you're willing to go the extra mile and do more for them. So we want these guys to know that they're not just, you know, pieces on a chessboard, that they're human beings that have real feelings that we genuinely care about and want to build real relationships with. And it translates to how they play on play for you on the floor.
He's Pistons head coach J.B. Bickerstaff. Pistons 3-0 in their group play. Big game tonight in the NBA Cup. Last thing, have your eyes got adjusted to these courts yet?
It's hard. It's when you're actually at the game, it's different. But when you have to watch the film of the game, it makes it really difficult to kind of lock in on. Some teams like blend into the floor with their uniforms and courts. So it's been pretty interesting. But, you know, it's drawing attention, and that's what the league is about, trying to gain extra attention and grow the game and the fan base.
JB, it's good to talk to you. Good to finally speak with you, and we'll be doing this again soon, I'm sure.
Thanks, Coach.
Great talking to you guys. Thank you, guys.
Pistons head coach J.B. Bickerstaff, it's 97.1.